This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to National Ag News this week, a report by the U.S. International Trade Commission says agriculture stands to reap the biggest benefits from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. If the TPP was implemented, the report finds that agricultural exports would rise by about $7.2 billion per year by 2032. Imports of farm products would also increase, but only by $2.7 billion annually. Groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Soybean Association say their report is further proof that Congress should act now to approve the TPP. However, congressional leaders remain pessimistic that the trade pact will get a vote this year, according to AgriPulse. In renewing his call for Congress to approve the deal, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Trade Commission report, quote, echoes what every major reputable study on TPP has now found, that being strong benefits for the U.S. agriculture sector. Farm groups confirmed their support for the farm credit system this week as the Senate Ag Committee held a hearing on Thursday regarding farm lending. Two panels gave testimony during the hearing titled The Farm Credit System, Oversight and Outlook of the Current Economic Climate. More than 50 farm groups wrote the Senate Ag Committee this week telling lawmakers that the current farm economy makes the role of the farm credit system more important than ever. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the array of credit products offered by both the farm credit system and commercial banks ensures farmers and their industry sector partners have access to financial tools that are vital to their success. Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, a Republican from Kansas, announced at the opening of the hearing that the Farm Service Agency, or FSA, has seen a 21% increase in farm loans compared to last year. In local news, the Litchfield and Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce Agribusiness Committee is having a pork patty fundraiser next Friday, May 27th, at the parking lot of McKay Napa Auto Parts in Litchfield. The Agribusiness Scholarship Fund currently has 22 sponsors and offers scholarships to high school students each year. Don Piesel, director of the Litchfield Chamber, said this is an annual event, and it allows both chambers to work together and support local students. Something to look forward to, I believe this is an annual event, the pork patty sale.
It is. It's an annual event in Litchfield, and then we do it again 6 months later in Hillsboro. So we do combine the two chambers, which we both welcome that opportunity. And we work and raise funds at the agribusiness pork patty sale for the scholarships that we hand out, or the chambers give out yearly. And that's a very good cause. That will be taking place on May 27th. It's a Friday in Litchfield at the McKay Napa Auto Parts parking lot. So come by, support 100% of the proceeds go towards the agribusiness scholarship that we give out every year. So support the kids.
Sandwiches are $3 each or $5 for pork patty, chips, and a drink. And pre-order forms for local businesses are available by calling the Litchfield Chamber at 217-324-2533. And again, that pork patty sale is taking place Friday, May 27th at McKay Napa in Litchfield. And a special congratulations goes out to this year's Agribusiness Scholarship recipient, Dominic Rupert from Nokomis. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.